We get together to know more about the best creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah, your Lord, addressed the angels and said to them, I'll be creating a Khalifa on the face of this earth. What's the plan of Allah? Is to create a new creation. This new creation is different to the previous creations. You've got the angels made out of light, and you've got the jinn made out of fire. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create this human being made out of clay. We started speaking about Adam alayhi salam, the first human being creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first mankind, and the first prophet, and he is the father of mankind. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Adam. Allah honored Adam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all the angels and all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens to prostrate, form sujood to Adam alayhi salam. This form of prostration to Adam alayhi salam, it is not a prostration of worship of Adam alayhi salam, it is a prostration of respect to Adam alayhi salam, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of Adam alayhi salam. The number of angels and the population of the angels is by far a lot more greater than all the beings put together, than all human beings and jinn put together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them all to prostrate. They all prostrated. Can you imagine that scene? Millions of kilometers, and something that's beyond your imagination of all angels just prostrating to this human being, prostrating to this new creature, which is human being, Adam alayhi salam, except Iblis. Look at the arrogance, the pride. Except Iblis, he refused to be from amongst those who prostrate. He refused. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ I'm not going to prostrate to someone that's inferior to me, that's lower than me. I am better than him. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ This is the problem.
Iblis's intention of not prostrating himself down to Adam alayhi salam, disobeying God's command, was nothing other than what Allah describes as kibr, proudiness, haughtiness, seeing himself above the truth and above others, without any justification. After the debate, Iblis telling him, by your might and power, I'm going to lead all of them astray. And Allah gives him ideas, and Iblis says ideas, and then Allah says to him, but one type of people you can't harm, they are my sincere servants. And Iblis says, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Okay, except for your sincere servants. Sincerity of the heart. His jealousy resorted to proudiness and argumentation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which led him to kufr. And Allah says, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا Now, get out of it.
Get out from the heavens. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا Once you come out of it, you don't have the rights to have pride. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّغِرِ You are low. You are despised. You are humiliated. قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ مُسْتَقِيمٌ He said, Oh Allah, because of my misguidance, you'll find me at every single corner of their life, on every route, on every path of theirs. That's the challenge that Iblis had put forward. You made him better than me? Look, I'm going to give to him. Plotting, planning, insinuating, whispering, misguiding them, misleading them. I'll do anything just to prove to you that this creation is not better than me. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ I'm going to be on every path that they undertake. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ I'm going to be right in front of him. I'm going to be behind him. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ Towards the right. وَعَنْ شَمَالِهِمْ Towards the left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ I'm going to make sure that most of them will neglect your ni'mah. Most of them are not going to be thankful servants of you. Most of them disbelieve in you. Most of them do not worship you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, قَالَ أَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا Get out, madhuman, madhura, disgraced and despised. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And those who are going to follow you I'm going to fill up the hellfire of you and them. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam wasn't this person that was uneducated. Adam alayhi salam wasn't someone who didn't know anything. Allah makes it very clear in the Quran Kareem that Adam knew the names of everything. He knew the names of a mountain, tree, apple, orange, soil, fish, animal. He knew all this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran Kareem, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. At one stage, the angels amongst each other were saying, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to create someone. Allah can. But they thought that their position, their status is so high with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is not going to honor someone the way that Allah had honored them, in which Allah had given him knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the angels and brought Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, okay, what do you call this? Angels didn't know. What do you call that? Angels didn't know. So this thing that I created, what's it called? What's the name of it? They didn't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Adam. Oh Adam, what's this called? Tree. What's this called? Apple. What's this called? Mountain. What's this called? Animal. What's this called? Skies. What's this called? Planet. What's this? That. What's this? That. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the names of everything. Not only that he knew the names of it, but he understood also the context and the content of it. He knew that this is a beach, or he knew that this is a sea, and he knew this is a river that flows, and he knew this is a tree that carries fruit, and he knew that this fruit that he can eat. It's not like he just knew the names and it was just left in the dark. No. Adam alayhi salam knew the names of everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, didn't I tell you that I know the unseen in the heavens and on earth? وَأَعْلَمَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. I know what you disclose and what you reveal. I know everything. So Adam alayhi salam was created in a perfect form, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, with perfect knowledge. Not the knowledge of everything. Obviously what he knows is nowhere near what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but Allah gave him good knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam live in the Jannah. Allah. Jannah, paradise. The Jannah. عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. The width of the Jannah is as wide as the heavens to the earth. Allahu Akbar. Jannah. Rivers flowing. Fruit of whatever you desire. Whatever you think of, you've got in the Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with Adam alayhi salam, in the Jannah. Oh Adam, this is your dwelling. This is your abode. This is the place that you're going to live in. But subhanallah, we are human beings. Even if you've got the luxury of everything, let's say you've got the most beautiful house, the most beautiful farm, but it's in the middle of nowhere. You're not going to enjoy it. You need someone to entertain you. You need someone with you. Adam alayhi salam, with everything in the Jannah, he felt lonely. So one day he went and slept under a tree. He woke up and he saw a human being next to him, but with a different structure. Different design. So he looked at her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a female version of Adam alayhi salam. We all know the story, Hawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa from the left rib of Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran Kareem. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Allah created you from one soul. So the core creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mankind, is Adam alayhi salam. From Adam, Hawa came. So Adam alayhi salam looked. He slept. He woke up. Allahu Akbar. There's a human being next to me. The angels wanted to test him. They told him, okay, Allah said that you know the names of everything and everyone. What's her name? He said her name is Hawa. So they told him why. لِأَنَّا خُلِقَتْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Because she's created from something that's alive. How do you say life in Arabic? حَيَا. So she's created from something that's life, and that's Adam alayhi salam. That's why her name is Hawa. Our mother Hawa. She is the most beautiful woman to ever exist on the face of this earth. The most beautiful. Through the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beautiful woman to ever tread this earth, after she came to earth, is Hawa. So she was the most glamorous, the most beautiful women that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ever created.
And when this wife was there for him, Hawa, our mother Eve, Hawa, something happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now with his ultimate plan, his beyond our knowledge, in which his qadr, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pre-measurement of all things comes into place exactly where they belong. He said to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Eat from this paradise anything you desire. Anything at all you desire, take it from Jannah. But there was one condition, as we all know. He said to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, but see this tree over there? You are not allowed to come near it. Allah did not say don't eat from it. He didn't say don't touch it. He didn't say don't sit under it. He said, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا. Don't even come near it. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. You will both become among the ones who have oppressed. It doesn't mention it was an apple tree or an orange tree. It was a tree. It did have fruits in it because they could eat from it. He said, don't come near this tree. Then you will wrong yourselves.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warned him and told him, see this Iblis? Don't listen to him. إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لَكْ. He's an enemy to you. Don't listen to him. So subhanAllah, you could imagine Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam living a beautiful life in the Jannah. So now Iblis, what was his mission? To make sure that Adam alayhi salam and his progeny and the offsprings of Adam and every human being disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his mission. He wants to make sure that he's going to fulfill that mission. What was the mission? To make sure that him is guiding. So he tried the first time. Adam, why didn't he eat from that tree? A'udhu billah. Allah told me not to go near it. Hawa, why didn't he eat from that tree? A'udhu billah. Allah told us not to eat from it. He tried the first time, second time. And Iblis, don't think Iblis is dumb. Iblis, when he knocks on your door, he doesn't expect you to open the door. He just expects you to pay attention. Just give him that attention.
And so Iblis made Adam alayhi salam and Hawa to think of the tree. Think of the tree. Think of the tree. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa didn't take that, you know. Obviously, Allahu alam how long it took, but some narrations tell us that it was a very long time, yani decades of years, hundreds of years, before he was able to succeed in making Adam alayhi salam and Hawa eat from the tree. So he began. Now that didn't work. So Iblis went to a further step, which is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, give them promises and beware, human beings. The shaitan will not promise you except false promises. You can never trust him. And so he used that. He said, think about it. God did not forbid you from that tree except that it's going to turn you into angels. Then he tell them, God did not forbid you from the tree except that you will live eternally or something like that. He started making up all these different possibilities. So after he enticed them finally in the end, it does state in the hadith that Hawa was the first one to fall to the trick of Iblis. Now this does not mean that every woman is weak because of Hawa. Doesn't mean every woman is like that. Yes, it is an inheritance. They are our fathers and mothers. We do inherit things from each other, from parents. But not every woman is like that. So the Christian idea that the woman is suffering with pregnancy and menstruation is because of her eating from the tree is false and unjust. Adam alayhi salam, a little short while afterwards, he was enticed to do so as well. And so they finally both ate. You could realize Allah did not remind them when Hawa only approached the tree, but it was when both of them did so. What happened at that moment when they ate from the tree or they approached the tree? There was a part of their body, which was their awrah. It was concealed with light, with nur. Obviously, yes, there was, you know, intimate activities, but in general cases, they weren't naked running around. When they took from the tree, that nur went away. And so they were naked.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, they start to grab the leaves of the trees to cover themselves. Shamefulness. Embarrassed. They had clothes on, covering their private parts, covering their body. But when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first punishment, that wasn't the whole punishment, the first punishment is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them naked. So they start to grab the leaves of the tree, cover themselves. And running around, covering themselves. They want to hide themselves. They've never seen something like that. They still knew human beings. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them and said to them, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Didn't I tell you not to get near this tree? Didn't I tell you not to listen to the shaitan? And when Adam was running, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Adam, where are you running to? Are you running from me? He said, oh Allah, I'm not running from you. I'm embarrassed from you, Allah. I disobeyed you. So embarrassed. You told me not to go near this tree and I went to that tree. You told me to take from it, I ate from it. I'm embarrassed from you because I disobeyed you. So Adam alayhi salam and Hawa were descended to earth.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, قُلْ نَهْبِطُ مِنْهَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. We said to them, he is a plural form, come down out of it, you will be enemies of one another. You will be enemies of each other. Who will be enemies of each other? Not Adam and Hawa. Husband and wife were created as a sakina, because as a tranquility, because Allah said, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Allah created from this soul its partner, and Allah says in the Quran, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So may find tranquility. So the enmity is between Adam and Hawa and Iblis, the shaitan. Allah says in the Quran, الشيطان لكم عدو. The shaitan is your enemy. فاتخذوه عدوا. Take him as an enemy. He is not your friend. Shaitan is real and he represents all bad things. So everything bad is also in reference to the shaitan as well. Take everything bad as your enemy. And what is bad from good? Only Allah can teach us what is good from bad. Allah said to them, you will need to come down to earth. This earth, in it you will go hungry and you will go thirsty and you will have to plow and you will have to go through hard work in order to earn your living and your survival. Not like paradise. Allah is telling them the difference between what you were in and now where you're going. This place you are going is not a place of punishment, because listen to what Allah says in the Quran. He says, in there you will have a temporary abode and you'll have temporary enjoyment. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. On earth you will have some enjoyment to a certain time, meaning you will die and you will return to me. So you're going away and you're going to come back. Allah subhanahu did say in the Quran that Adam alayhi salam asa rabbah. This is in the Quran that Adam alayhi salam did sin. He disobeyed his Lord. وَغَوَى or فَغَوَى, meaning he went astray. Adam alayhi salam actually went astray. He went off what? Off the guidance of Allah. What was the guidance of Allah? Don't do this. But he did it. That's all it really was. What was he and went astray from? You see, there is a pathway which keeps you connected to Allah. When you take the other pathway, you start drifting away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah wants to keep you close. Allah says, I will give you guidance. I will be with you. If you ask about me, I will be near. Call upon me, I will respond. I will keep giving you signs and guidance all the way until you return back to me. Allah says in the Quran, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. When Allah sent Adam alayhi salam and Hawa down, Allah said, Adam alayhi salam had learnt or took from his Lord certain words. And he said those words to Allah. And Allah forgave him. Allah is the forgiver, the most merciful. So the forgiveness was there. Yet Adam alayhi salam remained on earth. So there is a greater wisdom. It was not a punishment. There is a greater wisdom for us being here. We need to grow. Subhanallah. Need to grow. And even after we know all this, we still sin, subhanallah. And it's natural that we do sin. For it is through the sin that we get closer to Allah when a person regrets their sin. So Adam alayhi salam, what did he learn from his Lord? قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. They both said, oh our Lord, we wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And oh our Lord, if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be among the losers. They lost. They're not blaming Allah. They're not blaming Iblis. They're blaming themselves. We wronged ourselves. That's the correct methodology of the believer. You do not blame the shaitan. You do not blame Allah. You do not blame anyone but yourself. The first conditions of repentance is that you blame yourself. And so was the case of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. And so now they are on earth.